Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Hey!
Oh,
hey. Kendall, are you as ready as I am to bid adieu to these 20 teen years?
No, Cliff, I'm not. I'm more ready.
For a second, I thought you were holding on.
No, I'm not. I ain't holding on to shit. I am ready to move the hell on.
Move the hell on. I'm ready to move the hell on, too. Let's move
the hell on. Get into the roaring 20s, Cliff.
Oh, fuck. I had not even thought that that's what they'd be called. But you know, it's just going to be...
I just coined it.
Well, you just coined it. Roaring 20s, too.
You heard it here first,
everybody, because you know everything is just a damn sequel or reboot. We're just rebooting the damn Roaring 20s.
Get your flapper dresses out. Let's do it.
So watch out, folks. You know what comes after that? Great Depression 2.
Well, we hit that one a little early.
And then World War 2-2.
Oh, God. Forgive me, Cliff. Right. I've been so sick.
Yes.
I know we've all been sick. We're all getting over it. We're just at the point where we feel like getting out of the old motel and coming out to do some skating. But, yeah, we've been so sick.
Well, I think that we all got it because, you know, Fonky, she went to that little group for kids at the motel. And, you know, it turns out that they all drank out of the same juice box. And so she just brought home God knows how many germs back to the room, back to all of us.
She was patient zero.
Patient zero, and I'm patient 007, and I don't know which one you are.
I'm patient triple XL.
You know, that reminds me, I've asked Mrs. Potter about her butter churn so many times, and she says she's out of thread. I'm like, can you please sew a few more X's into my clothes? Because I just keep growing. And one thing I was eating, I had to make myself stop. But I wanted to tell you now, because I kept it a secret the whole time.
Uh-oh. Big secret.
What's doing it? Well, it all started, Kendall. It was a delicious snack that all began because after Halloween, you know, the candy was 50% off at the...
Oh, I'm aware with the trends of the shopping supermarket stores.
Right. So I bought this one bag, and half of it was Almond Joys, which I had to give away because I just kept trying to make myself like them, but I couldn't.
Because you ate nuts. Ooh.
Do I eat nuts, or am I nuts?
I said, because you're not nuts.
Oh, sometimes I didn't feel like a nut.
I guess you don't feel like a nut, yeah.
Right. There you go. But anyway,
we got it.
What was left was a whole bunch of just regular mini Hershey bars. And I thought, you know, I've got graham crackers. If I only had marshmallows, I could have s'mores. And so...
Are you been making s'mores in the sink again?
Yes! And I went back to the Savings Stop, and I bought a bag of marshmallows. And it... Listen, folks. If you have not just lived decadently for at least 2 weeks like I did, where every night you have to look forward to, you're going to have s'mores that night. Because it is the best. And just, you know, make them like normal. What you need to do, I don't know how you like your marshmallows, Kendall, but I like mine after it is caught on fire, burned, and then burned itself out. And then I put it right on. Amazing. But so I ate all the leftover candies from the 50% off. Then I thought, well, shit, I want some more s'mores.
Of course.
And then I just bought a big family pack of full-size fucking Hershey bars. Like you go when you go camping.
Let me tell you, I don't know why anybody puts family pack on the side of a bag of candy bars. Because everybody knows that is a single person bag of candy. Or at least it is for us.
It is for us. But anyway, I think, you know, I... I want to leave people with one message as we leave the 20-teens and as you and I begin to look back at what the 20-teens really were to us.
Just yell it to the listeners as you walk out the door.
And to the world. I want to say, hey, live now. Because you may not be able to make s'mores in the sink tomorrow. And those s'mores that I had, oh my God. I don't know the last time I felt so alive than when I was eating those s'mores in the sink.
But you really know how to live, Cliff.
I know. Of course, I had to put tinfoil over the smoke alarm because they did set that off one time. But then I turned it out. So, but anyway,
I hope you took that tinfoil off before you went to bed.
That reminds me, when we leave the roller rink and go back to the motel, I've got to do that. I'm going to tie a string around my finger. Kendall, but I just had to do it. S'mores in the sink, that's my new way to live. Live now.
That's your new biography, S'mores in the Sink.
Yeah, and it's also my cookbook.
Well, Cliff, you mentioned it briefly, but yes, we are here at the roller rink, the Falkland roller rink. It's, they had a big skate party tonight. Everybody's out. Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, Mr. Snobbomb, they were so excited to come do a little skating around the ring like old times. So we've just set the booth right up here in the middle of the roller ring, and everybody's going round and round. I'm getting dizzy as hell.
And I do have to, not look at people as they go around us.
I know. I feel like we're spinning in circles.
Yeah, which they were a little mad at me because I refused to put on skates, and I just walked out here in my normal shoes. But I
do. You don't have any skates with you? You're not skating?
I'm not skating because a few years ago, I twisted my ankle roller skating.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
With children, and I vowed then and there to never skate again forevermore.
Well, I'm going trucking after the show.
You can go truck yourself, Kendall. It's fine with me.
Ouch.
Ouch. So, Kendall, this is a show. We are talking about the 20-teens, who they were, what they were, why they will live on. And do you want to start us out with our look back? I want to warn people, this is not a clip show. If you're hoping for a lot of clips, that's not what this is.
Well, but I'm assuming that after this, for years to come, there'll be plenty of clips that are played from this episode. So there you go.
That's a given. When we look back at the 2020s in our first glimpse.
First things first, Cliff, let's get out of the way. The first iPad and the first smartwatch came out in this decade. I can hear from your stunned silence how excited you are.
So I know I was choking on a lozenge over here.
You're not supposed to suck on those that hard.
Ooh, there we go. I told you, we've been sick. I've still got a lozenge. Kendall, what years did these horrible instruments of our societal downfall come out?
Well, the iPad, it came out in 2010.
Oh.
That was the first one, which I can't believe. It just seems so much longer than that. And then the I don't know the exact date of the watch because they had several different ones that weren't just Apple Watches, but sometime in this decade was the first one.
And what did that mean to you, Kendall? Why did that mean so much to you?
It means everything to me, Cliff, because I've always got my iPad in my hand, when you don't have it in your hand watching something on it.
And I
always have a watch on that is smart, because I have to have things that are smarter than me to make me just be able to get through daily life. Oh, Cliff, I don't know if you hear it. They are shooting out some sort of snow machine or something. It's just raining all over down on the booth. Do you hear that? Maybe it's on this side of the booth.
What is going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Snow machine. It's making noise and then it's
not. I don't know what's going on. It's very.
Isn't this just a ruckus, dear? Aren't you having a wonderful time?
But it is a lot of fun with all the skaters. And now you guys have really been. I saw you working on your figure eights out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have skated a few times in our past, but we're having a lovely time. And Mr. Snotbottom only had to use the handles for a few moments to get himself reacquainted with the skating ring.
Oh, yes, but then it came right back to me, dear, just like riding a tricycle.
Or just like riding some skates, dear.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
That's clever.
Now, Kendall is looking forward to getting out there and skating. And I see
Crockpot's
out there, and she wore her little Peggy Fleming skirt. So she's sort of doing twirls and twists.
Crockpot's doing a wonderful job. I think she should have put that down on her resume. An avid skater.
Oh, yes. I think she should go on Dancing with the Stars.
That's a wonderful skating with the stars, dear. They should start that next.
Oh, yes. And Crockpot will be the first contestant. Let's go tell her, dear.
Oh, lovely. Crockpot, dear, please. We need to speak to you at once.
All right.
Skating with the Stars, which we would have thought of that.
No, that all the stars would sue because their ankles would snap.
Cliff, what happened in the decade that you love so much?
Kendall, I want to start out with something that everybody's going to agree on. And if I had left this out, you know what you would have said? You would have said, bitch, are you loca?
Bitch, I'm loca.
Hey, yo loco, loco.
Bésame la boca.
For leaving out Madam X.
I never thought you would leave that out.
No! The life-changing Madonna album. And it's just so incredible. You can listen back this year for my many, many reviews and insights into the genius. Of course, the Grammy Awards snubbed it totally, but that it's to be expected because...
I don't know if you heard, Halsey had a big speech at the AMAs, and she was like, she basically said, fuck the Grammys.
Oh, well, I did not hear.
That was the overall.
But I'm sure it was on behalf of Madam X. But, you know...
I'm sure it was.
One snub, that's okay, because who cares years from now... What will be remembered is Madam X and not the Grammys of whoever won or didn't win or lost or whatever. So
yeah, well, she basically said, like, all awards are stupid anyway,
they are all bought. Oh, they're all stupid.
But
anyway, I want to also give a brief shout-out in connection to the other two Madonna albums that came out this decade that changed our world. Rebel Heart in 2015 taught us all how to be living for love. And then, of course, back in the beginning of the decade, thank God we had MDNA to shoot straight into our veins.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So thank you, Madonna, for making this decade one to remember.
Thank you, Saint Madonna.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to say something. Did I interrupt anything good?
Only for about the past 15 minutes, but... I've forgotten most of it, but I do remember, did you, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, you know, they had their big finale. Did you see Cher was on there singing?
Oh, was she? What did she sing?
She sang her and Sonny Bono's hit, The Beat Goes On. It was amazing.
And the beat goes on. Did anybody sing with her?
They had a big screen, and it was like playing images of Sonny singing his part, and she sang her part, and they were like all these dancers going around dancing. I was like, oh, I wonder if Cliff's watching this. I was trying to beat on the wall to tell you, but I think you'd like eaten a whole bunch of s'mores and went into a food coma.
I think definitely that's what was happening, because no matter what, when I was making s'mores, I didn't listen to people knocking on the door, people banging on the wall, people nothing. So I was eating my last s'mores.
Well, that sounds about right then.
But yeah, X. Owned the decade.
Everybody knows the damn truth.
Well, also, Cliff, if you remember, the last Harry Potter book, Deathly Hallows Part 2, came out in this last decade. Do you remember standing in line waiting for that book?
Oh, the movie or the book?
No, the book.
When did the book come out?
2011, the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Deathly Hallows Part 2 is not a book. That's a movie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, the book. I just added part 2 because I was like, oh, the last one. I forgot the book was only one.
Oh, I'm going to say that didn't come out in 2011. The book did not. The movie did, I think.
Oh, well, maybe it was the movie. Well, then do you remember waiting in line to watch that movie?
I remember going to see that movie, baby. And it was so incredible.
Expecto Patronum.
So incredible. You know what I mean?
Kendall, I want to share something with you. I want to take us all back, all right?
Take us back. Come on.
To a simpler time in this decade when You know, I remember a time when the bloom was on the cotton. And it was 2014. And for a brief moment in our lives, in my life, that I'll never forget, there was a time when I would say to myself, Rosie's on The View and Elvira's on Hulu. And, of course, we all know as quickly as Rosie was on The View, she was off The View again.
Before you could get that mantra out two or three times.
That's how it happens. And Elvira, those episodes, no longer on Hulu. They're now on Amazon Prime. So
Amazon Prime.
Prime. It's Prime time, bitch. Kendall, there was a great, great time. I will never forget. That we had one moment in time when life was all that I thought it could be. Oh, Kendall, I'll never forget it, you know.
I thought Michael Bublé came in and I was like, oh, did he have an album?
I know.
During the decade that we're talking about?
You thought, are they skating to Bublé outside and it's bleeding in?
Well, Cliff, you know, we were unfortunate enough to find out that in this last decade, when the Mayan calendar came to an end, that it did not mean the end of the world. At least, not for another, 4 years. But at that point, we thought the world had not ended.
What a shame for the Mayans. What egg what on their face. So
I think we really should have ended it then, in 2012. We really should have just shut it down.
Well, maybe that's just when it was starting. And maybe, you know?
Yeah, maybe it was the beginning of the end.
That was the beginning of the end, exactly. The Mayans just didn't have that phrase to put
they
in the calendar. They had spent all their time coming up with the damn calendar. How are they supposed to come up with a phrase like that?
Ooh, Kendall, they were too busy coming up with that.
I want to take us back even further than the 2012 madness of Apocalypto. I want to take us back to 2010, and the best thing, sorry, it was not the iPad that happened that year. The best thing that happened in 2010 was when finally, after 8 long years of waiting, season 6 and 7 of the Mary Tyler Moore Show finally came to DVD, and I was able to get a full night's sleep. For the first time.
Well, that's when you realized you were going to make it after all.
I know. That was the most annoying 8 years between when season 1 was released in 2002 and when I had to wait and wait and wait.
Yes, it was an annoying 8 years. You're right. I heard about it constantly.
Right? You remember.
Right.
And
right.
I've got to say, I'm going back through watching Mary Tyler Moore again right now, and it is just the most wonderful show. But it makes me feel like...
Well, she can turn the world on with a smile.
I know. Well, that's one reason why it's so wonderful. But it makes me feel very lame as, you know, we're two 38-year-old men. And it's just like every night Mary...
Do not mention our age.
Mary's going out on dates. And it's not even that I feel like I should be going out on 6 dates a week like Mary did. It's that she's like, oh, we got home at 11:30, and I'm going to get up and go to work tomorrow. I'm like, Mary, where do you get this energy to be out till 11:30, and then you got to go up in the morning and associate produce the news?
It's because it was a different time, first of all. And
it was.
It's just because she was a lot thinner than we are, and she was turning the world on with a smile. That's how she had the energy to just keep on moving.
She had the energy, yeah. The older I get, the more I realize I'm not Mary or Rhoda. I'm Mr. Grant. But I want to get down on my knees and praise the Lord for Mary Tyler Moore. Thank you,
God,
for all 7 seasons.
Thank you, MTM.
Coming out on DVD. You would not have wanted to be with me this decade if that had not happened.
Oh, I know. And if we could just get Jake Gyllenhaal nominated for something, we'll be a lot better off. That'll be that when we do the next decade show, you can talk about how great it is that Jake is finally nominated and the snubbing is over.
Oh, I won't be talking about how he was nominated.
Well, you know what I mean. How we won. Sorry.
All of the wins.
All the wins. All the wins.
All of the categories.
Yeah. Well, Cliff, you know, there's a few things I'm going to go over real quick because there are things that happened this decade, but not necessarily things that I was happy about. We have.
Oh, Kendall, why you got to bring us down?
I'm not bringing us down. I just want to make sure that people know that they happened, like fidget spinners and the ice bucket challenge, planking, all that shit, vaping, hoverboard, selfie sticks, 3D printing.
Oh.
Anyway.
Remember?
Now that's
remember
over.
How Austin, he was always, we would come into the office and he'd be laying flat on the desk vaping. And we were like,
planking
what are you
on
doing?
Everything.
He was like, I'm planking and vaping.
I thought it was a workout thing. I thought, well, maybe we should be planking because we're so fat. But we kept trying to do it, and we just rolled over.
Oh, and it was just so crazy. Remember when Crockpot, she made us do the ice bucket challenge?
You remember that time in September?
Oh, all of our nipples so hard at the same time.
It was quite the day. Quite the day.
It was. And then we realized that we hadn't even recorded all the videos, so we had to do it again the next day. And it fake.
If I remember correctly, I think Charles stopped the recording when he thought he was starting.
I don't know. It was Charles. He was probably too focused on how hard all of our nipples were.
Well, Cliff, something way better than all that stuff that happened, though. Not just one, two royal weddings in the last decade.
Oh. Well, Kendall, this is the universe at work, folks. I was just about to mention another wedding that I believe closely coincided with the first royal wedding,
yeah,
which was Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom's wedding. They have been married for 8 years, everybody.
I can't believe it's only been 8 years. I feel like they've been together forever.
It does. I know. But then, I mean, when you think about it, 8 years is a pretty long time. A lot of marriages don't last 8 years.
Oh, I know. They're doing good.
But I'm not shouting out their wedding. I'm shouting out something that happened at the wedding.
Uh-oh.
Which was an incredible performance by me when I sang The Carpenters' Make Believe It's Your First Time. Leave your sadness behind. Make believe it's your first time.
Oh, look, everybody's doing slow skate.
I'll make believe it's my couple skate.
They turned the lights down. Everybody was slow skating. That was fun. Oh, my. Cliff, why? I'm sorry. I know you're right in the middle of a song. But why is Mr. Snodbottom over in that room where all the kids are having a birthday party? What is going on over there?
I don't know. Did those small children with those party hats on, did they invite him in there? Or?
I don't know. It seems odd that they would invite him in there. Oh, my God. Well, he's having a bowel attack.
Oh, no. All over that pile of gifts. Oh,
that is unfortunate. Clean up in room two.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. How embarrassing. Oh, no.
Dear, Mr. Snodbottom, the poor dear, he thought he was going into a room. Everyone was eating cake, and he thought it was free cake, so he just walked in for some. I make that mistake a lot.
I thought that was the free cake room. Oh, no. When I was a boy, I would go skating, and there was always a room full of free cake for the skaters. Oh, no. It was a smart child birthday. Oh,
it was terrible. Now the children have such sad faces, dear.
And then I was so upset by my little mistake. I had a small bowel attack all over the child's presence.
Daffodil, I have a wonderful idea. What if I go make another cake to make up for what just happened?
And I'll go buy some doilies to replace all the gifts.
That is a wonderful idea. Let's go see if they have the ingredients back in the kitchen. Well, and if they have enough, go ahead and make two.
Oh, no. I don't think we'll be able to do that. Oh.
Cliff, I want to drop one more huge thing that happened right before we go to break. Okay. I think it's about time for a break. The solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse. That was a huge event that happened this decade.
It was a huge event. It was amazing. I remember. I was there. I saw it.
Don't fight me.
Kendall, It was big.
Good.
That's right, good. Kendall, I want to throw it back, though, to what you mentioned a moment ago. While I should be, at this moment, shouting out all of Jake Gyllenhaal's many, many Oscar wins from the decade. That's what should be happening, mm-hmm. but it's not. I am instead going to shout out Jake and his single-handed way that he pushed this latest movie that he was in. It was a small indie movie called Spider-Man Far From Home, and he pushed it with his star charisma, his acting chops, over $1 billion. And I think that proves that I don't want to get weird here, but that's like winning the popular vote when the Electoral College says something else.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to know, Jake, he's a $1 billion baby, and you know, the sky's the limit. To win an Oscar right now would probably impede his career.
Yeah.
From where it's going.
You could say he eclipsed all the other movies.
I just want to shout out to him and his perseverance and his willingness to stand tall and be graceful, the way he transcends the shit thrown at him by the universe.
He just transcends it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lesson to us all.
I wish we could transcend it.
Transcend. Don't you wish? Listeners are like, I'm about to transcend this show to the trash can. And
not yet. We still have another half of the show to go.
Oh my God. I have so many other amazing things to recall.
Oh my God.
The decade.
How to do, Cliff. I've got so many movies to talk about, but we're going to have to get to that after the break because I really want to go see about the cakes.
Kendall, your cake, you and your cake, you idiot. We're going to have to go to the damn
I love cake.
Snack machine. I hope you have a sock full of quarters for us to use.
Well,
let's go look. Let's go look through the rental car. Let's see if we can find some change.
All right.
And then when we come back, Kendall, I want to talk about two things plus the decade. I want to talk about Disney Plus, and I want to talk about Netflix presents Dolly Parton's Heartstrings.
Oh my God. Okay. We'll talk about that when we come back.
All right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I believe in miracles, and I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
About 5 a.m., I left the middle of the city. Look at that sunrise. Ain't she a pretty one? Me and sparklets of water and a brand new day. In a bright green truck with a shimmering sign that says Sparklets Friends, and way up yonder around the bend waits a little old lady and a dog named Leon Jones. Yeah, Leon. The lady's fleddin' seems real nice. Leon don't try to bite me twice. So now I bring him water and two big juicy bones. Lamb shoulder. King clear water's what it's all about. But fresh ones intake empties out. And the way she smiles reminds me of my old Aunt Flo. Don't you know, from South Dakota. Treats me like a real hero. Well, she said thanks. I think Leon grinned. I put her in gear, hit the road again. Me and Sparklets Water making friends. Yes, me and Sparklets Water making friends. Sparklets brings good tasting water to a thirsty world.
Chin up. Things might get better. In the meantime, prepare for more Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Oh, the teens. Did you ever think they'd end?
Thank God they're over.
God. 20 teens. Kendall, I want to go right away to... Is it a plus or a minus? Disney Plus. Have you been plussing?
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
Do I?
It's a plus, Cliff.
I thought you were going to start singing like, it's a small world after all.
Well, when you wish upon a star,
you got a friend in me.
Disney app.
You got a friend in me.
You got troubles. I got them too. So let's start streaming a movie or two.
You think you own whatever land you land on.
Oh, Crockpot, get a pencil and paper. Let's write this shit down. We're going to need this marketing.
We are going to need to do a Disney Plus medley in our new big New Year's Eve show.
I think so. What did you ask me about Disney Plus for? What do you think about it? Do you hate it? Do you love it?
I've plussed. And I'm here to say I do. I like it. Now, I wish that there was a setting where you could have a parent setting and they would have R-rated movies that they clearly own the rights to. If there's not, it's okay. I just can't imagine how anybody with a child could not get this streaming service.
Well, absolutely with a child or if I'm around. There's tons of old, like, movies that remind us of our childhood that we loved, but there's also like all this like Imagineering stuff that I love to watch, and I don't know, I think they have a lot of really good stuff on there.
Oh, I like it. I'm hoping, you know, they add more of the old stuff, and it, you know, yeah. which they had to hold back some stuff, right? Or else they would never have anything
right.
different to add on there.
Yeah, people would just like watch it for a month and shut it off. So, right. yeah, they'll keep. I'm sure they'll keep introducing more and more stuff, which I can't wait. It is hard, like, you know, you can't like have a big company like Netflix has come out and they get used to like dropping all the episodes at once, and you're just used to binge watching, and then like, okay, well here's one episode at a time. It's like, I need more.
Oh, that reminds me, I should have put on my top 10. Let me add it in. Paula Poundstone podcast. I get so excited every week. It's it's the only other podcast I officially endorse.
I'm glad you remembered, or we'd have had to do a whole nother episode next week like to make up for you missing that. So, and you were going to talk, what was the other? Oh, the Netflix, Dolly Parton. I have not seen any of that yet.
Oh, gotta watch. I won't say anything. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, I should tell you one thing just so you'll know.
Okay.
Is that she, you know, Dolly introduces him like Alfred Hitchcock in every episode.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she does. And it's great. And she's in just a couple of them, like in a small way. So my only note as a fan would be, it, you know, season two, let's have Dolly in every episode, even if it's like wouldn't that be fun? Like a Hitchcock cameo in everyone or something.
Even if it's just one little scene that you see her, so it's like she's in everyone.
Uh huh. That's my only note that I would. But I really
enjoy it. I think I was talking to you on the phone or something the other day, and you mentioned something about it, and I was like, is that already on? So I can't wait.
It just came out, and I thought, for Dolly, I've got to watch right away, because, you know, I'm usually so behind on everything.
Yeah.
But I thought, for Dolly. But Kendall, that's it. I recommend Dolly's Heartstrings whole heartstringly-fully. And wholeheartedly is what I was trying to say. And I approve that Netflix show. Please go watch it.
Well, you want to start talking about some movies that were on in this last decade?
Oh, whatever you want, Kendall. It's your portion of the show.
Well, good. Because I went through every year and looked at all the movies that came out in the last decade. And I'm sure I've glanced over a few of them too quick and missed a lot of them, but here is some of my favorites over the last 10 years. So we've got The Greatest Showman. I know. I'm not. These are not in any particular order. I'm just reading them out. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Frozen. Bridesmaids. The Help. The Cabin in the Woods. Dark Shadows. Paranorman. And I'll stop there and let you interject.
Oh, listen to these titles. Whoa.
That's good. Now here goes the next part. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. The Magician Movie. Jurassic World. Monsters University. The Lego Movie. The Martian. The Peanuts Movie. The Jungle Book. Now You See Me Too. Now You See Me. Ghostbusters. It. Get Out. Pirates of the Caribbean. Coco. Inside Out. Black Panther. Deadpool. A Star Is Born. Bohemian Rhapsody. Rocket Man. Mary Poppins Returns. And last but not least, a movie that I just saw on Sunday night over at the Falkland 12. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, was it wonderful that you didn't take
cried like a baby.
Oh, I bet. I've heard such good things. I don't know why. I. All right, well.
I need Mr. Rogers right now.
I know. Well, I read this headline. I didn't read the article. I just read the headline. And it said, no, you're not going crazy. Dolly Parton and Mr. Rogers are everywhere. And I thought, first of all, I don't need to read this article because I understand what it's saying by the headline. And
yeah.
And I thought, what a statement about our world that we are so desperate for these two kind, sweet souls that the market would be that we need Dolly and Mr. Rogers everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that not insane? That's what it says to me.
Well, and Cliff, it worked because I went straight home and found that there are 100, well, we may have talked about this before, you know, there's 100 episodes of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on Amazon Prime. So I just started watching that to go to sleep at night because it just lulls me right to bed and he's just so quiet and kind and slow with his words. And I'm like, this is what I need. I need this to give me a lullaby to sleep.
That is so sweet. And that's one thing that you can look forward to the Dolly Parton show is that, you know, Dolly is always, you know, she's always refrained from saying things about like politics or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if you are wondering about how she feels about humanity and things like that, it is in this show. And she,
oh, well, good. I need to hear
she
it.
Does not hold back. I don't think. And it's refreshing for something that is kind of like a kind of a family show. You know, it's not filthy or anything for sure. It's TV 14, all those folks out there.
That slut Jolene.
It is eligible for Disney Plus. It's not too raunchy for that. There's Jolene and the best. There were some really, really good ones. It was all good. It's like a Dolly Twilight Zone. It's excellent.
I love it. I can't wait to Dolly. To Dolly along with her.
I know, because even it's an anthology, and at the end of every one, you're like, well, what's the next one? I better watch it and see what's on it.
My first day off, I'm going to binge watch from 9 to 5. What a way to sit and watch TV.
See, that's what you need to do. You need to binge watch the whole season and then watch 9 to 5 after it. And it's like one extra episode.
Exactly.
But anyway, Kendall, I want to talk about something else that happened from the 20-teens. I've got a list bursting over here.
All right. Well, let's let it out.
I want to shout back to us. One fun thing that we got to do this decade was for 1 week and 1 week only, we were guest hosts of a little show called Busheltown Hello on Channel 81 back in Busheltown, all of which are still currently streaming on YouTube. Somebody video recorded them and uploaded them there.
Yeah, oh man, the best 10 episodes of television you have ever seen.
That was just so much fun. Such a fun time.
What a great memory from this decade, Cliff.
thanks.
You may have forgotten about one thing that happened in the last decade.
Oh, what was it?
And I might venture to say it's one of the biggest things that's happened to us in the last 10 years.
Oh, shit.
our studio exploded in Los Angeles, and we came and moved to Busheltown.
Oh, I know. That was seems like, again, so long ago.
I know, because it was.
Because it was. 1,000 lifetimes ago. Well, I'll never forget it, you know, Kendall, when the world stopped for a moment. We all came together as a human race. We all focused on one beautiful aspect of humanity, and that was Madonna's halftime performance at the Super Bowl in 2012. And I know you're like, I can't believe Cliff is bringing up the Super Bowl before I had a chance to list all of my favorite Super Bowls of the decade.
Well, I was going to do it, but I'm gonna let you just talk about the halftime show now.
All right, because Madonna, of course, she redefined what it is to be a halftime show as she came out. And she just showed the world what humanity is capable of when we come together, when we choose goodness and kindness and love and dancing over hate and guns. So I just had to throw back to that moment when we all stood as one and clapped for Madonna on the Super Bowl. You remember watching that on the Super Bowl, don't you?
I do. I was watching the game and I was like, oh, I have to keep the halftime show on this year. But I did have to set down my bowl of chips to watch it.
And to clap afterward.
Oh, my goodness.
No, no. Woman,
what a wonderful time they had with their cake. We made them.
Oh, well, what kind of cake did you make?
Well, dear, they only had a few ingredients we could use, so we did have to be a little inventive. It was an olive and cheesecake, dear, but it was wonderful.
Oh, it looked very good, dear. I think all of those small packets of salt were the exact right secret ingredient to add.
I think so, too, dear. Oh, and look at how many tickets Mr. Snudbottom has accrued playing skee-ball. He's trying to win me the big teddy bear at the top of the prize board.
I think it would be the perfect thing to show you my true love for you, Sugar Lump.
Oh, you do go on, Daffodil.
Now, we're in here counting down some of the big things of the decade.
That is a wonderful thing, dear. Now, did you mention our marriage? Of course, that was the most important thing that's happened to us, sweetie.
Oh, and I'm sure you've already mentioned the very important birth of both of the children, Opie and Fonky.
We were saving that for the last. Wanted to make a big,
yes,
big, you know, thing at the end of the show.
But it's good to mention all of those things again right now.
So much has happened. It's so much to mention. That was certainly one of the biggest events of my life. Our two wonderful children. They're so wonderful.
Oh, yes. We're so blessed, Sugarlump. And they're so blessed to have you as a mother. Oh, Wipeout, I've got to get out there and skate.
Oh, me too, dear. I'm sorry, boys, to cut this short, but they're playing Wipeout after all.
Oh, let's go, dear.
Oh, there we go, dear.
Kendall, I want to shout out something else from the 2010.
Okay.
And it's something that you
That's what the show's all about. It's good for you. What?
You're like, oh, Cliff, you forgot all the big things that happened to us. Nah, bitch. I think you forgot all the big things that happened to us. When a few years ago, we did a little thing for KBSH called Go to Space.
Well, I thought it was hardly worth mentioning.
Just because we were in a satellite that was orbiting right above the atmosphere in Busheltown, and, you know, we could look down and see the woods, we were still in space. That was space, Kendall.
It was pretty crazy, Cliff.
So I want to shout back to space and the fun we had up there, the zero gravity, where I finally felt free.
Oh, if only we could turn the gravity down here.
Turn the gravity down.
Ooh, a new hit. I smell it.
I think that's what I smell. Sorry. That was from some of that cake, I think, when they came in. I think there was a little bit left.
Well, Cliff, you know, another big event that just happened this year that still makes it into the decade is speaking of space, the first black hole to be photographed.
Oh, whoa, Kendall, this is a family show. Keep it Disney Plus appropriate. Cliff and Kendall going raw. Kendall, I thought you were about to mention something truly monumental from this year that changed all of us in many ways. And for me, it really was like a creative butt plug because it simultaneously opened me up and fulfilled me. It was the release and creation of my single.
I don't want no sun.
Oh, right.
Oh, how could you forget? We've only just wrapped it up, I believe.
Well, because I feel like that was part of the new decade. It just happened.
Well, but we're still in the decade, and you can't
deny. No, I know. I'm just saying it felt so new and so fresh. I felt like it was part of the next decade.
Oh, that's true. It is very forward thinking. And
yeah,
so
that's what I was getting at.
I just want to remind everybody of the good times we had with my single and all the fun, the hits, the different sides, the mini.
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
The best of times. The best of the best. And Kendall, I know, do you feel like it gets you down when you look back at the decade? So it kind of makes you.
I mean, it's hard to say that because everything gets me down these days. But yes, it does get me down.
Yeah,
it
gets you down to just see everything, the years fly
by. But then in some ways, it lifts me up because think of all the popularity that we've garnered with this show and on Bushtown Hello, all the wonderful things that happened too. It's such an uplifting thought if you think about the positive, like Mr. Rogers teaches us.
But does it? I know you. It makes you sad, right?
Hell yeah, it makes me sad.
Makes you so sad and just brings you down. I know. You try to say these positive things, but I know. I can see through your Scorpio mask that you were wearing.
Well, I try to put on a good mask, but yes, I'm crying on the inside.
You're crying on the inside, eating on the outside.
And always.
I have a little remedy. Actually, for the sadness, the
depression. Does it include a Madonna song?
No. It includes something, I think we could use a break from the sadness and monotony. We could use something to give me some happiness.
What do you suggest?
What do you say?
Sure, what do you suggest?
All right, it's time for a little dose of happiness and cheer in the form of a little song that I'm playing on purpose. Here it is. Another decade gone, see it bite the dust. Before you know it, that will be the two of us. So make s'mores in the sink and enjoy, because it's obvious to all the girls and boys. It seems just like yesterday, it was 2009. 10 more years are gone from our lives. Just like that. So we'll record our shows as time marches on. In 10 more years, who knows what could happen. But now it's time to watch the old year die, as we reflect on things that make us cry. It seems just like yesterday, it was 2009. 10 more years are gone from our life. This was really one crazy decade. Everybody remember the 2012 apocalypse mania? Well, we survived that. Or did we? Also, remember, so sad when Lauren Bacall died. The nation mourned. And who could forget Madame X? Jake Gyllenhaal snubbed for Oscar again. And the Oscar goes to Titanic. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. It seems just like yesterday, it was 2009. 10 more years are gone from my life. Oh, damn it, well, Kendall. Damn it, that was the wrong tape.
I was sad, but luckily that song really took me further.
Oh, Kendall, I'm so
down
sorry.
Down the rabbit hole.
I recorded that song and was holding on to it to use at a time in the show when we were just, like, too happy, and I was going to level us back out with a little sadness of that song.
It's always good to have that.
I meant to play something else. So, if you'll give me your attention, I'm going to break you off a piece of this happy song. Here we go, Kendall. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, Cliff, that did just the trick. I'm feeling a lot better.
Didn't that make you just feel so much better? It made me feel so much better.
Makes me feel like I can walk into the roaring 20s with my head held high.
Hell yes, it makes me feel that way. It's amazing. And I want the listeners, I want you to give yourselves a break. I want you to love yourself and others. What message do you want to leave the listeners with as the 20 teens end forever?
I'll tell you. It's a quote. It's the three keys to success are: one, always be kind. Two, always be kind. And three, always be kind. And that was Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Kendall.
Then you just want to weep.
No, I'm going to go eat some s'mores that I make in the sink. And I think that's what everybody should do. You come on over, Kendra. Bring your own fork.
All right. I'll bring my iPad, too. We'll watch some Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes. Cheddar Cheese 69. Here we go.
No, I changed the password.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Feel so much better.